After Buzzers, welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're talking episode 10, Last Ceremony. Hannah, oh my goodness, is it better, Love and Loss? I don't know. We're going to talk about that. Serena, this has been the final straw. And Eden is finally stepping up. I still don't like her. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We are really struggling to pick the music, but we kind of felt this fits. Sort of. Anyway, welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. This is a talk about Last Ceremony, episode 10. My name is Carrie Lane. I'm joined by my awesome co-host.
Hey, everyone. I'm Leslie Powers.
Hi, guys. Veronica Briga here.
And Takira Shabre right here with you.
So after we talk about the show, we're going to talk about our news. It involves Walgreens and prescription denial because you need a husband's permission. Oh, stay tuned for that. As well as our resist sister, who is someone I wasn't really expecting. So we'll talk about that too. All right, initial quick thoughts on this episode.
That's my thought. This was the most brutal episode of television I think I've seen. So it was It was a rough one, but a very important one. So as much as I can't say it was my favorite because it was so brutal, that would be weird to say, but
that's a great word, brutal. Yeah, at times you're just like, am I watching a documentary? I mean, what's happening? Are these writers deserve every single Emmy and more? I mean, it's terrifying. It's brutal. And it's real life. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. Just like Kim.
Takira? That's what I was going to say. Real life is what broke my... It's heartbreaking. Yeah. Because you remember that people really do go through things like that. Like, I know this is a TV show, and we talk about the time that you have to say, okay, it's a TV show, but things like this happen.
Yeah.
And as down as this episode is, and we will try to bring the energy to talk about it, but it's just so heartbreaking. It's really difficult to watch. I know we're not alone because, I mean, even the writer spoke on it, and we'll get to it a little later, of course,
It was, I agree, intense, brutal. We'll get to the Hannah bit, but that's definitely, I was like, all the tears, all the feels.
Yep, for sure.
So very beginning, Emily is enduring the ceremony, and we have June kind of talking over all the ways to deal with it and disconnect, which is horrible and disturbing because this could be also with, like, people who are being raped and, like, how they can not go insane while this is happening. But Mr. Roy gets a heart attack. It's such a...
He didn't get a heart attack. He got a good case of karma.
That's right.
It was not a heart attack.
Karma.
Amen, sister.
And that moment, though, where the wife is like, get help. And she's like, you know, it's better if I stay on my back for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
That was
I know. I was like, there was no emotion, but I felt all the angst. Now.
That was amazing.
Oh, God.
And then I flinched when she did not just the kick, but the stomp. They did that well. Like, flinch. Yeah. I bet any man watching is like...
My husband
is
like, oh!
I'm not gonna lie, I probably would have did more.
Especially if he's dead. That's a great way to vent all that out.
My tongue, I cut.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Damn!
Oh, yeah, it got brutal.
Lorena Bobbitt coming back.
Yes.
I don't play.
Well deserved.
We get Emily and June at the grocery store. And this is also where I felt our Isaac is liking Eden a bit more. I'm thinking of cooking this. He's like, that sounds great.
Yeah, like, she's like, someone's paying attention to me.
Right.
What else am I cooking?
And then she threw out more stew, too?
Yeah.
Cookies?
Yeah. You're a growing boy. What do you want?
Growing boy.
That's what it seemed like.
Then they mention that Emily, you know, is just going to get a new posting. Maybe it'll be better next time. Janine, our forever optimist.
I know, so
yeah. Gotta love her, though.
She's living in a different world, right?
Oh, she just does.
Yeah, she's mentally somewhere else.
But
a survivor.
But Roy and his wife were, like, the worst. You don't see a lot of the other commanders and their wives, and I was like, that's kind of the worst posting if you're going to have one.
It's just one of those, like, sex is a beautiful thing, and seeing it in these ways, you're just like, I'm gonna vomit and like this makes sex the worst possible thing you could ever do.
Yes,
it's like, so awkward.
No, well, it's all kinds of nope.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's that, you know, because sex and making love, and then this is just like rape. I don't even view mm-hmm. it as sex. It's oh, yeah. this yeah. act of violence, really, you know? So, mm-hmm. But yeah.
Then we get kind of June telling her, though, like, don't give up. You might see your son again. But Emily yeah. kind of has given up at this point.
Mm. A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. And she wanted them to know, like, Luke and Moira got out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is a place to go.
Yes.
But she was just kind of like, yeah, but then my homeboy just died on me this morning while he was raping me, so I really yeah. don't have anything for you, yeah. June. Sorry. That's how I felt like around you.
Yeah, she's broken, you know, but I feel like this is the roller coaster these women go through. Mm-hmm. Remember, yeah. June was losing it. She was broken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were very worried for her, but yeah. Emily's on the downfall right now, but she did give her a look in this. Later on, yeah. we could talk yeah. about it, but she yes. gave her this look during the episode that made me feel like Emily's going to come back. Yeah. And Spark will never die, you know?
Let us know your thoughts. We do have a live chat going on YouTube, which Takira's taking over there. So feel free to give your comments.
Yes.
And we'll give you a shout out. And as well, if you're watching later, no problem at all. Please comment down below. You guys comment so much on the videos. Absolutely yeah. love reading through your theories and thoughts on it. Because our big hot topic next is we have Nick and June as they're walking away from the car. Ooh. And Eden's right in the middle of them in that shot. And it's like,
that's exactly right.
And Eden notices that gentle touch, and I have a smidge of like, I feel bad for her because she does not get to experience that. Just a smidge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk more about it when we get into it.
I also thought it was a beautiful slow motion moment where he was like,
just the small.
You're having our baby.
Yeah. Right. That's what I felt. I was like, ooh, calm it down, Nick. I know. I was like, don't look.
You're right.
We're in public.
Cut.
And then Serena and comes out, but June's no one knows the things of God.
I'm so glad that
clap
she
backs all knows. Over
yeah
yes
and I know that they have these phrases and all of this praise be and under his eye, and that's it, but she's like quoting real scripture. Mm-hmm. And that I'm glad that it was attacked right then and there, because mm-hmm. there's so many people that, you know, sadly, there's a lot of people that say words are twisted and mm-hmm. used however which way. Yeah, but, you know, I'm glad that she said something in that moment, for sure.
Which June, this episode, milked any opportunity to say something, which was wonderful. Yeah. So the ceremony, just every bit of it, I was cringing. What about all of you?
The
baby
situation?
Yeah, the baby ceremony, all the pomp and circumstance about it.
You mean the labor.
The
false labor.
Well, as it's getting ready.
Right.
The preparation. Sitting, I'm like,
it's literally the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like Theater of the Absurd. It's cult-like. You're just like, what is going on?
Yeah. I love it. Serena's like, we did it, Offred. We did it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're rubbing her feet. Yeah. I mean, what are you rubbing Serena's feet for?
What is going on? When we saw this whole preparation, this whole idea of preparation, I for a second thought, okay, do they give some type of induced pain to like somehow pretend, at least feel a little of what these women are? Not at all.
That's
I didn't see a needle. I didn't see a pill. I mean, like, you would think, I mean, all of it's crazy, but you would think at least, if I'm having this woman's whatever, I need you to feel my pain. So either I'm going to squeeze your hand or squeeze a something to make you, like, yell, but...
How false do you have to feel as Serena?
Touching her belly.
Yeah, touching.
Denial.
You're so much
It is
denial.
So sick. It's so sick. But I do want to point, like, right before we see all of this, just that the lovely praise that our African-American commander, like, he came in.
Horace.
His wife got pregnant, and which got him promoted
to commander. And you know what? That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, you don't see a lot of, we've talked about this before, you don't see a lot of minority commanders or handmaids or whatever, wives. So your wife has to get pregnant for you to get promoted? Which is, I mean, you know what? It's kind of cool. They were making love, hopefully, at one point. You know, this is a true, real relationship. And the fact that he said, I hope other future commanders can be in this position. Mm-hmm. That's normal world without the handmaid.
Yes. So, but then we get the creeper, Grinnell Grinnell. Yeah. And he's like, I enjoy having the handmaids. And he's like, yeah, yours is pretty.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no.
Disgusting.
He's like, how is she? And yeah. He's like, she's proven to be fruitful.
Yeah.
What a creep.
Oh, yeah. No, the fact that he was like, nah, she wasn't that much fun anyway. Oh, yeah. That's what got me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm like, sorry.
This is so disgusting.
Rape is supposed to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Was she not, like just screaming your name in pleasure? Right. While your wife holds her down? Is that
not
a sexy?
Is that sexy
for you?
With all of their craziness, made me think in Legion season 2, they have these little vignettes and they talk about essentially mass and group hysteria. And I'm like, oh, yes, because it's almost like a fever thing that you pass on. Like someone does something and then someone else does it. And so forth. And then they all believe the same thing. And I'm like, this totally is it.
They talk about that in 13 Reasons Why, too, with suicide.
We did.
It's like a.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Catches on.
Then we get our Aunt Lydia and goes, hold on. It's fake labor. And I was like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I felt like this is all too much too soon. I want the baby crowning or whatever.
Okay.
Before we really do something.
Yeah.
You know,
good old Braxton Hicks.
Labor can take hours, you know, a whole day even, and you all are getting ready. So,
No.
I thought something was going to go wrong. I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. When she came in, you know.
So I was like, we still have three episodes left. There's no way.
Yeah.
She's not having this baby yet.
That's
when the doctor said Braxton Hicks, I didn't know what that was. Did everyone else?
The what?
Okay.
I
had no
idea. My sister's had four babies.
Braxton Hicks. So Braxton Hicks contractions are, they're called Braxton Hicks contractions because a doctor back in 1872 English noted it, but he just did a study on contractions that happen that are not near birth. Like some women were experiencing those contractions, but I didn't know what that was. So, you know.
It's
kudos to the writers for dropping a little knowledge.
I just learned something new.
I did. I hopped on Google. I was like, I don't have a baby. I don't know what this is.
Speaking of the doctor, though, and no disrespect to any midwives, but I'm like, maybe they should have a doctor there in the first place.
Yeah.
Every time. It doesn't even seem like they have a legit midwife.
Somebody who is that's
what they're doing.
Yes. Yeah. That's their only job.
Aunt Lydia thinks, though, she's like, maybe time the contractions next time. A tea is what your sister said.
I just said a mango salad. That was my favorite. Yes. I was like, I love mangoes.
Nine-pound baby, which I'm like, how do you know for sure? Because, I mean, you test her weight before, but she could have gained it. I'm like, all right, fine. And I know plenty of you, thank you very much for commenting. I know at other times we've talked about specifics on babies, and none of us are mothers, so we can't say for sure. But I love that you all have been like, well, actually, here's the thing. I'm like,
tell us.
How do you tell baby weight beforehand? Because...
they probably got a lot of experience at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I would hope. I mean, they got 3D ultrasounds.
Well, not that much because not that many babies.
That's true.
That's so funny, right? Like the fact that these women are having these so-called ceremonies every single day. You would think that there are more pregnant women. But again, it's karma.
It's
all karma.
Yeah.
Serena goes like, let's induce labor. And they go, no, we can't because of the previous bleeding. So,
shut down.
So
done.
Not only do we cover intense drama shows here, but we have all kinds of shows. Yeah. And Takira's going to tell us a little bit about what other programs you can learn about here.
Absolutely. I would love to because, you know, we need a little love in return. But, okay, look, AfterBuzz has got to be real serious here, right? So here at this network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, all of that and more. There's no other network that works harder to serve you, serve all of our television fans. But look, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our channels, all right? So besides helping us out a ton, we know you love to. Look, this is what's in it for you. It caters specific content that you already like directly to you, and it brings your favorite after shows so that you don't have to seek them down. And it suggests contents from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we are absolutely sure you will absolutely love. Since you're already tuned into the drama channel right here, you might like other shows like 13 Reasons Why. Claws is a really good one. Let's see. Love Is. I'm the Love Is panel. It's an amazing show. And The Affair. The Affair is
I hear that's great. It's on my list.
Yeah. I hear some pretty good stuff from Affair. But Remember that we bring all of this to you. And remember, we have channels in other genres too. All right? Yes. So please don't be shy when subscribing to them either. We would absolutely appreciate it. And no worries of those pesky notifications. We know they're irritating sometimes. They're optional. So chew them. But it's easy. Hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And let us know what you did. Like, we'll give you a shout out. Comment down below. Let us know that you subscribed so that we can give you that shout out. But we just want to say thank you so much for being the absolute best fans. We promise to continue to serve you to do our best. So thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. In a creepy form of serving, June goes to Waterford, and I'm like, oh, she's going to use what little leverage she has left. And then she's like, well, maybe could I be moved to my daughter's district?
Yeah.
And mentions like, oh, Serena wants to move me to another district. And he goes, oh, really, does she?
Uh-huh.
Play that. Those two against each other. But, oh, when she goes, oh, you know, if it's within your power to do so.
Oh, I was like, wrong word, June.
Oh, no, she did that on purpose. But he didn't take it the way she wanted because then he's like, I've spoiled you and you don't know what power I have.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Don't talk about the power I have.
That was an interesting scene. Yeah, I didn't see him turning on her. Did you guys expect him to turn so like, not violent? Yeah, violently, actually.
Yeah. I think he'd had enough after the Commander Horace had said he got his wife pregnant. Mm-hmm. I think it was all just setting him up to explode a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how forward she was, you know.
Oh,
that was June, you know. Like, when I see the moments of June, I just appreciate that.
Yeah, she's like, hold on.
No, you had it. You took it out of my mouth.
Well, then she learns, like, she's like, all right, fine. This is the end all be all. Mm-hmm. What am I going to say? And then she has, you have no idea what it's like to have a child of your own flesh and blood and never will.
Burn!
Yeah, and she's like this over his desk. It's good.
It's right, Waterford.
Yeah.
Second to him.
And then you just cringe. That. You're like, I'm so glad, huh?
I said he deserved that.
Yes.
Oh,
you just cringe because you're like, yeah, that's great, but he's going to not be happy about that one.
I know. I was kind of like, what? Would I have done it? Could you have left that room without saying something to him? He just deserved it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Then Fred and Serena are talking, and then he suggests there are ways to get this baby born. And then Serena's like, yeah, we should do the natural way is best. I did not think they were going to go the way they went.
Yeah.
Did either any of you think?
I only did because of the title of the episode.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. Yeah. And because when she walked in the very beginning of the episode, she said, at least I never have to lay in this effing bed ever again.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, man, why'd you say that, June? Because now you're going to have to.
Yes.
So, did you think the commander was implying that? Because I thought it was Serena's idea. Or do you think?
I didn't think
it was
that
her.
Act was her plan.
I did.
Really? I did. When I rewatched it, I did.
Yeah, I did too. But
I did all day.
Well, I looked it up, and there were some things that essentially say yes, but it's a little bit more when it's a good experience. Sex can help induce labor.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the key.
Yeah.
Not necessarily when it's not good.
Not when it's torture.
I was trying to look it up. I didn't have it on my phone. But something about, like, essentially the fluids help something with the muscles.
Yeah.
You can loosen the muscles if you really want to look at it. But I was just like, because it felt so urban legend-y.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Does this help?
Is that it?
Because I felt like that's totally a dude thing to say of like, well, Sweeney can help.
Right? One last time. It might be a while.
Yeah.
I thought, maybe I'm a little ignorant, but that's not true? Is that not a medical thing?
I think there are some to it, but generally, it's a pleasurable experience.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Not as,
of course.
And you would think, okay, opposite of pleasurable, what does it do to the body? Right. Well, you tense up.
Yeah, exactly.
And like your mechanisms like go into like your body, so that definitely can't. I mean, in this case, I feel like it can't be healthy.
No.
But
they're not thinking straight.
Yeah, that was. Horrible.
But then we get a nice moment though with Rita, and she's like, "I will tell the baby about you."
Yeah,
you
and poor Rita, she probably didn't know what was about to go down.
No, not at all. So then we get to the major horrible scene in this whole episode. Essentially, Serena, June, and Fred, and they're like, Serena says, "Well, we need to help." Help, quote unquote, the baby come out naturally. June pleading to Serena to stop was so painful and hard to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Serena deserves the worst. I mean, at some point it was like, okay, you're evil, mm-hmm. you're the maker of this world, but I still feel some sort of, not camaraderie, but some sort of alliance, because at the end of the day, she is another female in this patriarchy world, but she's dead to me now, guys. This is the worst. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to blame him or her. They're both equally disgusting, mm-hmm. but... To do what she did to a female, to another female.
And to be there the whole time.
The worst was how gentle her hand was at first. Like she didn't think June was going to fight it or something. Yes. She was like, just it's okay. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
And something I read definitely said that they, you know, this wasn't the normal way handmaids react.
Yes.
And so.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wasn't expecting the thrashing.
Well, we saw Emily's scene and she just, you know, you just lay there.
You just lay there. And that's what the writer was talking about. She just said, you know, I know that, because we're definitely not the only ones. I mean, Twitter was blowing up saying, I can't watch Handmaid anymore. Like, I had to fast forward. I had to pause, take a breath. Like, I can't do this anymore. How dark is it going to get? I mean, social media blew up over this scene.
Yeah.
But the writer was just saying, like, look, yes, it's difficult. We did this, but we kind of did it with a point. Doesn't make it any easier. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But we did it with a point that this is the first time a handmaid has fought back.
Mm-hmm.
And so the writer was just like, look, yes, this is really difficult, but please continue to watch, because episodes 11 through 13 are kind of episodes of redemption, and it's more of a upbeat and there's light at the end of the tunnel sort of thing. So, even the writers obviously had to address it, because, I mean, social media took to that.
That should almost be like trigger warning for quite a few people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
They had said too that Serena, that they were trying to think also, what would these characters, Serena and Fred, do?
Yeah.
And this is absolutely the path that they would go down. Yeah. So they didn't want to kind of deny what evil they would continue to implement.
And you know what? Hulu, to that, Hulu actually put a warning.
Oh, they did.
They did before the episode, which they never do. So
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I was like, I think I missed that. And then how they both leave her there on the bed. Serena bolts. And Fred goes,
face what you've done wrong.
It was like, Serena, like, her dress, like, underneath Offred's head, the way she moved over. I was like, that made me so sick.
It's like so many emotions, right? I'm like, I'm either, like, so angry, or I'm just gonna go in the corner and just cry.
I know.
It was tough.
Do we have any interesting commentary from the chat?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I mean, you guys are, like, blowing up on so many different levels. There's two topics that I do want to pull from, I'll hold on to one a little bit later in regards to Nick. But everyone, I mean, obviously, they're agreeing about how wrong it is and how disgusting all of, you know, Serena and Fred's, what is her?
Amethyst. Amethyst
Eyes, yes, said the whole show is a giant trigger warning.
Boy.
But I do want to give, here it is, Cat9001 says that it was her feminist past and her seeing firsthand what the handmaids go through. That was kind of, Serena's, she pretty much, like, made her want to change. But you guys keep bringing it. I know it's blowing up so fast that I'm trying to find things that are, like, really good to, like, highlight off of you guys. But continue to comment. I do want to give one last one.
Go.
Is that the one that you were going for?
This one.
Yeah. Juan Chavez said, did Emily poison the commander?
Oh, in the beginning.
Ooh. I don't think so.
No?
How?
I don't know.
They don't have kitchen access normally, like the Ritos. Martha's.
That just made me happy. Interesting
theory, but I don't think so.
I think it's just a fortunate incident.
Yeah, it felt like a heart attack. Also, because, like, it's such a forced act.
Yeah.
I feel it is even more likely that men could get heart attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there another one you saw?
No, that was it. The thought of that just made me happy. So.
Yeah. but I do have two that I want to come back to. One, like I said, I'll hold on to Nick. But Amethyst Eyes, I do want to go up because she brought such an interesting point. I'll just say it. I can't read it verbatim because it's really high up there. But she brought up a really good point. That if we had African American writers on panel, like, how would this whole race thing play out? Like, would we have more commanders? And she said she wonders how we feel about that. How do the four feel about the show not having black writers on Handmaid's Tale? Because I think race would have been incorporated into the show and not dismissed. I 100% agree with you. I think a couple of episodes ago, we talked about how we have this unwritten, finished story back line of when the Doctor came into play. Like, where'd they get her from? Is there just this ultimate other world of, you know, black or other races in that, in that matter? So, yeah, I do definitely think if there were more, if there were more diverse panel of writers, I 100% agree with you. This storyline would be a little bit different, and I still think that it would have added that much more entertainment.
I mean, I'm curious to hear from the writers if that, what their writer's room is made up of, because maybe that maybe that's a conscious choice for a reason for another season or something. I don't know. It looks a little sparse right now, though. I mean, for sure, it's definitely coming in waves.
Yeah. I think if you make a conscious choice not to, then that's a whole nother problem.
That's a whole nother story, but I wonder if it's...
But,
we did, you know, talk about this in season one. Yeah, they have none. We extensively went through this. This was a big issue, in season one that the other panelists did bring up. And I agree with them. It's always about representation and authenticity. And, you know, if you're more diverse people behind the scenes, that will always show in the story. So,
absolutely.
So, thank you, Emphasize. That was a really good comment. Thank you for bringing that up. And I'm gonna pocket that last one.
Then there was one Asian, I think she was a handmaid or a wife. She was during the ceremony, I noticed, the birthing Asian one. Because we commented that there's a handful of Asians, but much, like, even less visible.
But the problem is that they're in the background. And that's the problem.
They have no, they've had no, like, real speaking lines. Also, it was the diversity on it. I'm like, wait, no, I had it. Someone, I'm afraid I don't remember who brought up in the comments, but pointed out how there's nobody with any sort of disabilities. Because essentially, a handmaid, even if she can't walk or is blind or something, can still have a baby.
Yeah, that is a really good point.
But they don't bring that up whatsoever in the show. I think within this horrible dystopian society, they would probably would have gotten rid of anybody that's
how
different
I feel too.
In that life.
Yeah, sure. They wouldn't genetics, tolerate. They're thinking of offspring in those situations. So I wonder if that was the
Or they have them somewhere else because they need pregnant women so much, I feel like.
Yeah.
Have them at a facility or something.
And that doctor, I mean, but you bring up a really good point that I'm sure in their minds, as sick as it is, that's the idea that they may have had, like, kill the doctors, kill those with so-called disability, like, not seeing that heart and that, like, purpose, but...
They might consider them quote unquote defective.
Exactly.
Or you would pass it on.
Exactly. I mean, it's dictatorship. That's exactly what it is.
And it wouldn't surprise me. I would have just appreciated a storyline behind it.
No, so absolutely. Let us give us something. Even expository dialogue would be welcome.
We're saying Nick, which we have a lot more with him, but Eden and Isaac holds his hand and the kiss.
Oh.
There was literally,
and all of us were like,
it was just a high. It was high, and then they were making out.
Oh no, they had chemistry, which we
A while. But still, I thought that was really funny that it was just like high.
They're both like weird,
like, but they're perfect for each other.
It's like watching a teenage movie, you know? Like she's the music comes, and I enjoyed that moment. I said, these are just kids being kids, experiencing their first kiss for the first time, you know, and feeling
and it is her
tingling
first kiss.
And all that stuff, like the. Look in the eyes and all that.
She had
kids
a moment.
Kids.
Yeah. And Nick sees her. Then she sees that Nick sees her. And he's like, don't worry about it. And she confronts him and is like, well, why don't you care? So she finally speaks up. Now, this is one of those, I still really hate her as a character.
Yes.
But as someone who is in, she's in a relationship with someone and is not getting any sort of affection, touch, or anything, I feel for her in that. That I'm like, that sucks. Like, if you're arranged marriage in that way and your partner will give you nothing. It's not even like, you know, you could have two people who don't love each other and maybe they, like, you know, you try. Yeah. But when she's getting nothing as a like any individual star for any affection, that's just horrible. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Her cry was good, too.
Oh, she was so good.
I was like, crying. You're a good crier, actress who plays Eden. Yeah. Good
like
crier.
A good combination of a child and a, well, this is going to sound weird. I was going to say a child and a wife.
She's yeah, I know. You're like a child bride.
Yes.
But oh, sorry. I just want to touch on one thing real quick. The way Nick reacts is very disastrous, not only to Eden, but to him.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, can you at least pretend to care? Yeah. This is very bad. Like, you couldn't pay him to care. And I was just like, Nick, use this moment to manipulate her. I know that sounds horrible, but she's not on our side. So I didn't like the way he handled that
situation. She called him out on The Handmaid, too. Yeah. She said it's The Handmaid.
Yeah, she did.
And he covered his kind of
gaslit her a little bit, like, no, that'd be
are you crazy? I mean, you know,
and then he doesn't even comfort her while she's crying.
He's just like, don't cry.
I was like, ah!
I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is. Mel Lee said, I'm so happy that Nick has dirt on her now, which that's a good thing in the pocket, right, so really good of you.
Something.
And Yahoo hates Leanna. I know. Said kids being kids. He's 20, she's 15.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
But they're in Gilead. Still.
It's one of those, if you're of baby making age, you're a woman enough in that world, you know. That's like,
true. And I'm sure he's been suppressed too. I'm sure he's been suppressed in this
world. He is not a mature 20-year-old. No. Absolutely. No way. It's like, nope.
No. Right. Totally.
And then, okay, so the last big chunk of this episode. Mm-hmm. We have Fred creepily goes into the room and is like, I have a surprise for you.
He's such a creep.
Did anybody see that surprise coming? Oh, I kind of was like, it's probably going to be Hannah. That's the only nice thing he could do.
Yeah, because he had been teasing with it, the photo.
I kind of saw it coming, but the intentions, I did not. And that's what I'm pocketing.
I haven't seen it, so we'll comment both on it.
So then he's like, all right, Nick, you have 3 hours before Serena notices, which I'm like, okay, that's weirdly specific.
And what is she doing?
Poor Nick is like, you know, what happened? And of course, I'm not going to want to talk about it right now. But and then we get to the random house in the middle of nowhere, and it's you get 10 minutes with Hannah.
First of all, 3 hours. How long?
It must have been an hour drive at least, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I want to say it's like at least an hour out, an hour back. Also, they're driving in snow.
I know.
It's snow and in the woods, and if they're in the city, it could, maybe it's a 45 minute, but it takes an hour and a half because of,
It's in the middle of nowhere, when they do the aerial shot. Sort of very secluded.
And her name is Agnes now.
No.
No offense to Agnes' name, but I'm
she
like,
she does not look like an Agnes.
She's not an Agnes.
Hannah Banana.
And she pseudo doesn't remember her mom, kind of. You know, she has the very like, oh, this one was so ouch. Why didn't you try harder?
Yep.
Oh. Get that knife, stab it in, and then she twists it and turns it with, I have new parents now.
Woo. New name and new parents.
I was just like, man. But how the other horrible. Heartbreaking moment, how much did it hurt when she finally says mommy, when she's leaving?
And that's what is so sickening, because kids are, this is at an age when they learn so much, they observe so much, and they pick up and regurgitate what they pick up. And so the fact that she was like, no, I have new mommies, I only when I'm bad, or like, you know, all these things at the beginning of the conversation, and then we finally get to, let's get to the little girl who misses her mommy.
Where is that? Get
to that point. So,
and she noticed that she was having a baby and that she couldn't keep it. So obviously she's listening and knowing what the world is all about.
Yes.
Which is
start
so
crying.
Sad.
Jesus.
And can I just say, I mean, we're all thinking it, but didn't that make you feel like this is what a mirror of what's happening at the border?
100%.
You know, and it's like, I just, I can't even deal with life.
I know.
It's amazingly eerie how they wrote this, what, like a year ago?
Probably.
And now it's... this is so god.
I'm getting teary-eyed over here, but they did, the writers did research on kids being taken away from borders, I think in UN.
Wow.
But they did their research, which is so sickening, like you said, because here we are a year later.
Yeah.
They did some really good research to portray that scene so authentic as possible.
And at that time, the research was, like you mentioned, probably in other places. Yeah. And now here we are.
And she just kept saying, be brave, take care of yourself, love your family. And then told the Martha like to watch after her, which I thought that was a beautiful moment because that Martha feels really messed up in the middle of that scenario.
Well, even regardless of current events, any mother who's given up their child for adoption, if you could have that conversation with that child to be like, a new family's going to raise you, I will always love you, is like,
it's important to feed kids positivity, even when you have to struggle at the pit of your soul to find it.
And let's just give Elizabeth Moss that. I mean,
that scene, I was crying. I'm like,
she's a master.
June handled that amazingly, right? Yes. I mean, wow.
She's and a then of craft, for sure.
We're all in the feels. We're all like reeling from that emotion. And then we hear a car approaching. Nick's like, go inside and hide. Two guardians shoot him, but I don't think he was hit. It looked like it shot more at the ground.
I rewatched it because he kicked one of them, and then their gun went off. And then
there was only one shot.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
They knocked him out.
It
though.
Was their gun. Yes. Yeah, they
the
knocked
gun
him out.
Went off, right? Yeah,
the gun
nobody
went off.
Was. Okay.
They took the keys and drove the other car, and so she's effing stranded in the middle of nowhere.
Mm. Okay. Whew. Quick question for everyone. Do you guys think the commander set that up?
Don't steal it from
Karen!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
That's what I was talking. No, it's okay. It's okay because mine's a little different.
Go.
Because you know what? I never thought of this. I was like, oh.
Yeah, mine's from Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone in the chat, the commander being one was, that's yours, girlfriend. But no, so many people in the chat were saying, did Isaac and Eden set this up?
No,
I don't think they have enough power.
I
don't think they're that sophisticated in power.
Well, and Serena came up because if she knew that she knew where the house was, all that good stuff, because we see in the tip of next episode that she kind of did.
Well, wait, before we get into speculations, any other comments on the episode?
Oh, yeah, because
let's hold the predictions. We're going to hold our predictions. Real quick, we have our special segment, which is our Resist sister. Oh, so this is somebody who has stood out in the news, and this is someone I was a little surprised to hear about. take it away and let us know who our Resist sister is.
Yeah, no. That's right. I did tell before we start, we talk about this, and she's like, who's your Resist sister? I'm like, well, it's a Trump.
We're all like,
and silence.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I can explain. So June is Pride Month, right, here in America. Yeah. And different cities celebrate at different times. But over the weekend, New York City was celebrating. And lots of celebrities come out and they are there and they're showing support. But Tiffany Trump was there and she was hanging out with her, I believe they're gay. I can't confirm, but they're fashion designer, male friends. And I think I assume, but I shouldn't assume anyway.
Yeah, never.
Whatever. Gay friendly friends. Yes. supporters of the movement. But that's pretty, and everyone there is wearing Love Trump's Hate t-shirts. Mm. I think it's a bold move for her to sort of go out there and be, photographed, to be a supporter, an ally to the LGBT community. And she's probably a black sheep in her family, but she's a hero to me.
Wait, so did she wear the Love Trump's Hate?
She wore a rainbow t-shirt.
Oh, I was about to say.
I was like, that's crazy.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Gangster.
Yeah. 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 That would have been ballsy. Nice.
She's baby steps.
Baby steps. Yeah. Next year she'll be with
she.
And then do we have any other fans who've made interesting comments? Do a little fan shout out?
Let's
give a shout out to the people who's joined us in the chat today.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot. First of all, there are 89. Hopefully we can get to 90 watching right now. But we have Lindsay Luxury, Dizzy Lizzie, the Popoloin Paradise.
I love these names, guys.
And I'm the worst person to try to pronounce these. Aaliyah Jordan. We have Ariane Von T. So you guys are trickling in like clockwork. I love it. Lisa Strunk. Christina Come on, girlfriend, you gotta help me out with that.
Hella Zova.
Christina, you guys are awesome. I mean, we, Clever Eagle, we do so much to try to, like, chime in on you guys' topics. So thank you so much for that. We will continue to roll with it.
We read all the comments. It's amazing. Thanks, guys.
Now we have some news, and we got a little bit of double news going on. Leslie, you want to take us away with some of the Twitter news?
Yes. I love Handmaid's Tale Twitter. It's my favorite. And a lot of things we've been talking about today, you guys have been commenting on Twitter. So Santa Claus CEO, also love your Twitter handle, that's awesome, says Hannah was taken from June and given new parents and a new name. That's basically what's going to happen to some of these immigrant children when they can't reunite them with their parents. Yep, we're Gilead.
That's what's happening, yeah.
So that's foster homes not cool. And we have I, three things that led Fred to set this up. So I know Takira's going to want to back me up on this. Another commander naturally getting his wife pregnant when he couldn't. Ding one. Wow. June taunting him about the fact that he will never have a biological child. Ding number two. And knowing that Nick, in fact, can. So I think that led him to be like, come back in 3 hours before Serena knows. But really, I'm sending you... probably, hopefully not to your death, because I love you, Nick.
No body, no proof. Mm.
So that's what we were saying on Twitter. So those are the two big things. It was all about the immigrant children, very parallel to the episode, and all about the commander and what his little plan is.
And then a very creepy real-life Handmaid's Tale kind of stuff. Wow. Kira, what's our news?
Twitter
with
was
Walgreens.
Yeah, with Walgreens, believe it or not. Twitter was blowing up with Walgreens, a pharmacist, pretty much refusing to fill a woman's prescription because it was a prescription to induce a miscarriage. So this happened in Arizona. This woman, she had had miscarriages in the past, and so her doctor had been monitoring her very closely. It got around 9 weeks, and she was showing early signs of her body preparing to miscarry again. Yeah. So, obviously, there's different options here. The doctor could have given her an option of a DNC. For those who don't know, because we learned today, some of us, it's a DNC is also known as a dilation and curettage. It's a surgical procedure to remove tissue from the uterus. But neither here or there. The second option was this medication, and a pharmacist refused to fill it. So
there's a little bit of needing someone's permission.
They needed additional clarification on the use. That would definitely have been Handmaid's, but but Walgreens did apologize. I do want to read their policy really quick because they clarified. Quote, Walgreens said, quote, our policy allows pharmacists to step away from filling a prescription for which they have a moral objection.
What?
At the same time, they are also required to refer the prescription to another pharmacist or manager on duty to meet the patient's needs in a timely manner. So they did apologize, but they did want to give respect to the, to the pharmacists and their beliefs. But the woman said she left Walgreens in tears.
Yeah,
she went to, and this location, by the way, has a 1-star rating on Yelp.
Yeah,
they don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But she ended up getting it from another Walgreens location, which is,
this is emotional distress for that woman, and she needs to sue Walgreens straight out. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous, right?
That's
2018? Absurd. Yeah. Because there are women's health concerns. Like, I knew someone, her and her husband, they're essentially, their blood's not compatible, so her body kept rejecting the baby every time until they figured it out. Then she was able to take some stuff and then got pregnant. So it's like, there could be legit health concerns for the mother, but anyway.
Yeah, that's news and gossip.
Yeah, that's our news for all of you. All right, we're going to do some rapid fire predictions. You both were leading into it. So, Takira, I think you were the burning most to say something. Go for it.
I think Serena set it up.
All right.
Really?
That's just an in short, just because I want the story to be large and in charge. Yes. That would give it the weirdest twist.
Okay.
But realistically, Isaac and Eden, who knows? Remember, we've been saying that she was going to have her breaking point at some point.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe this is her breaking point.
Maybe.
Leslie?
I think that Fred definitely set it up, and I think that this is June's opportunity to get away, but will she feel the need to go after Nick and help him? I don't know, but I think it's going to be a struggle for her to get somewhere safe, and I think that's what we're going to see these next few episodes.
She's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
In the snow.
In the snow, yeah. Pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very pregnant.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. Here's the thing. Here's my fantasy that there's a phone in that house because...
Because they do have phones? Yes.
Yeah. No, but she calls, somehow calls Canada or something.
Good one.
You know what I'm saying? She connects with the outside world somehow. Mayday starts coming in, and we start moving. We start moving north. Yeah.
I like it.
I was thinking it was Fred's doing, but this will get found out, and then Serena will throw him under the bus because he helped a handmaid, and this will be her way to be like, look what he did.
Oh,
and her step up.
I like it. All of this.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I do like that one.
I need the next episode.
That's amazing.
I do like that one.
Do we have any quick succinct ones from the chat? Or I know
you I called love them out. I called a good bit of them out.
Awesome. I think that wraps it all up for today. Oh my goodness. So many people chiming in the chat. Wow. Thank you so much. Sorry we can't get to all of you. That's why you got to leave comments down below so we can read them and keep the discussion going. Yes. So to keep the discussion going, where can they find you?
Yes. You can find me, Takira Shabre, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre.
Yeah. Guys, find me on Instagram at @VeronicaBOnline.
Guys, you can find me on Instagram at LMPowers15 or on Twitter at LeslyPowers15.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. We had the Westworld premiere this week, so you can go watch that. Ooh. As well as the Expanse premiere is this coming up weekend. So, woo!
Good stuff.
And a different slightly genre, because this is sci-fi-ish, but it's a drama. But anyway, thank you so, so much
thank
for
you
watching
guys.
And tuning in. And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Next
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.